Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 25th of June 2025. Today's topic is Patience in Christian Practice. Our text today is taken from James chapter 5 verses 7 through 11. Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Stablish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Yea, have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful, and of tender mercy. Our memory verse is taken from James chapter 5 verse 7. Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Some of your greatest blessings come with patience, states Warren Wiersbe. Sometimes, it is a difficult thing to be patient, because there is the tendency to grow tired of waiting when we bring our concerns to the Lord often. We would feel as if our prayers are falling on deaf ears, and often we would rule our own lives, ignoring the fact that patience is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, it is a difficult thing to be patient, because there is the tendency to grow tired of waiting when we bring our concerns to the Lord often. We would feel as if our prayers are falling on deaf ears, and often we would rule our own lives, ignoring the fact that patience is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. At other times, our bank of patience depletes, and the hope we have held on to for years might fade with increasing speed, especially when our fervent prayers seem to yield no fruits. But as believers, the Scripture encourages us to wait patiently on the Lord in times of challenges. Waiting is a common experience. You must consider those who have waited on the Lord before you, such as Job, David, and a myriad of other prophets. In Christian practice, patience has been described as a God-given restraint in the face of persecution or challenges, and not something we are to produce in our own strength. Therefore, in every situation, be patient. Quote for the day: waiting is a common experience. The challenge for today is: make God your source of strength. Prayer. O God, do not allow me to despair. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.